Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man shot dead at Chapman Lane, the city last night. Emergency supplies on the way to Jamaica. Damage assessment now being done in Cuba. And unemployment in Barbados now stands at a record low 6.1%. The central bank provides the latest figures. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Barbados recorded another homicide last night, this time at Chapman Lane, the city. The incident occurred just before 8 p.m. in 3rd Avenue, where a man was reportedly approached by a masked gunman and shot multiple times. When Starcom Network News arrived, dozens of residents had gathered around the victim before police units moved in to secure the scene. Investigations are ongoing and we'll bring you more details as they become available. Less than 24 hours after Hurricane Melissa devastated some sections of Jamaica, trucks from the Barbados Defense Force were already heading to the Bridgetown port with critical supplies. Those supplies, stockpiled at the regional logistics hub located at the Grantley Adams International Airport since June, include generators, buckets, solar lights, mattresses, and other key items listed by the Jamaica government yesterday as urgent. While at the Bridgetown port last evening, head of supply chains for the World Food Program in the Caribbean, Andrew Jackson, told Starcom Network News the construction of the hub was strategic and now allows disaster response time to be reduced significantly.
From Barbados to Jamaica, we will also have an air bridge as well when we need to get items in as even quicker than we are now. So that's really what we're trying to do. Barbados and the people of Barbados, this is going to be a consolidation hub to get supplies over to Jamaica. So we've been working around the clock. We're not going to stop. We've had about a week already knowing that there was a system in the Caribbean. We didn't quite know what the trajectory would be. But of course, as time went on, Jamaica, the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, Cuba, are all in the line of Hurricane Melissa's path.
Head of supply chains for the World Food Program in the Caribbean, Andrew Jackson. Meanwhile, Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDIMA, Elizabeth Riley, outlined their role in the current crisis.
We activated the regional coordination plan at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 21st. We placed the regional response mechanism on alert on that same date, and the regional response mechanism remains on high alert. We've provided frequent briefings to the regional leadership at the level of the CARICOM Secretary General and also to the SEDIMA chairman, as well as the heads of government of CARICOM. We have engaged political and technical representatives in all threatened states, Jamaica, Haiti, the Bahamas, and the Turks and Caicos Islands, to facilitate alignment of support with national priorities.
SEDIMA's Executive Director, Elizabeth Riley. Barbados's labor market showed strong performance in the first 9 months of 2025, with unemployment falling to 6.1%, the lowest rate on record, according to the Central Bank Governor, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Speaking during a news briefing on the country's economic review from January to September 2025, Dr. Greenidge said this represents the fifth consecutive quarterly decline in unemployment.
The strengthening of the labor market in line with economic activity. And the unemployment rate fell to 6.1% at the end of June. And that's the lowest on record and is the fifth consecutive quarterly decline that we've had on today. And what the data shows, and this data from, of course, the Barbados Civil Services, what the data have shown is that we had employment gains in agriculture, in utilities, in tourism, in construction, transport and storage, in finance and other businesses. And so quite Barbados in terms of the unemployment data and employment gains. Jobless claims NAS edged up 3.2% in the January to September period, but still remain way below the historical average.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Members of the House of Assembly with children may soon have childcare facilities on the premises of Parliament if key measures outlined in the report on the parliamentary reform are implemented. Government Senator Roshana Trim spoke to the importance of such a move as Senate discussed the report of Parliamentary Reform Commission 2024 last evening. Ms. Trim says the idea to accommodate members and their children was a progressive one.
Infrastructure to assist with the balance of family life is important. The recommendation to establish a child care facility is practical. Leadership and caregiving are not opposite. I should not have to choose. If we do not expect parents, especially mothers, to choose between nurturing their children and contributing to the country, then this is essential, and it reflects the same progressive spirit as the Family Leave Bill, which speaks to paternity leave as well as extended maternity leave.
Government Senator Roshana Trim. Meanwhile, Deputy President of the Senate Elizabeth Thompson acknowledged the need for reform in relation to political party recognition and financing, but said any changes made must be mindful of what she terms scammers.
I resisted the view of the majority and insisted you would have had to run in consecutive elections. You had to get at least 40% of the vote or run in 40% of the seats, and you had to have some evidence of membership. So you aren't just handing money to scammers. Because, you know, we've had political parties that have not even made it to the end of one election cycle or the end of one election campaign. The idea that taxpayers should hand money to them and then they disappear into the woodwork and only make after that a few posts on social media and that's the end of them, people forget they even exist. That really should not be allowed.
Deputy President of the Senate, Elizabeth Thompson. Amid ongoing tensions between Uber Barbados and local taxi associations, a new homegrown ride-hailing service is preparing to hit the road. Zale Barbados officially launched its brand yesterday at the Copacabana Beach Club, unveiling plans to begin operations in November. The introduction of Zale comes as Barbados continues to grapple with how to regulate digital transport platforms, with taxi operators urging fairness and protection for traditional drivers in the face of new competition. Lead developer Raymar Coding provided details.
The name actually was birthed about 3 years ago. We actually were thinking about the whole concept of introducing a solution to Barbados is catered to, obviously, our local operators. It's going to be very easy to use for passengers. The fares are always governed by the laws of Barbados. So once you put in your start in a destination, whatever the rates is in the laws, you would actually get that rate. And again, as a passenger, you can pay with cash, credit card, debit card, and obviously being paid when that becomes available. And I think we're going to have special rates for old age pensioners as well too. So once you register and you enter your information, once you're in the system as an old age pensioner, you're going to get some discounted rates as well too.
Lead developer of Zale Barbados, Raymar Gooding. Horses in the 2026 Sandy Lane Barbados Gold Cup will run for the highest purse in the race's history, $315,000, a 47% increase from 2025. Speaking exclusively to Starcom Network News, Secretary and CEO of the Barbados Turf Club, Rosette Pierce, announced the change in purse and how it will be dispersed.
We have a purse for 2026 of $315,000. 2025, we had a purse of $214,000. So essentially, we've had an increase of approximately $101,000. So this is the highest purse for this race since its existence. And the winner of the Sandy Lane Barbados Gold Cup in 2026 will receive a minimum of $173,000. And whilst there is a percentage of the stake, Sandy Lane carries nominations and subscriptions for the race. And for instance, in 2025, that would have added an additional $22,000 to the purse.
Ms. Pierce also discussed the motivation behind the increase, citing that it was timely to give back to the racing community.
We just felt that timing was right. There's a continued and growing interest in the Sandy Lane Barbados Gold Cup. Always has been. This race carries a level of prestige and desirability that appeals to local and international owners. So it's always been well supported. And in response to that level of support, we just felt that it was time for us to give back as well. And aside from that, the cost associated with purchasing, maintaining, transporting horses, that continues to increase for owners. So the increase in the purse will help offset some of those costs and therefore make it more attractive to other owners.
Secretary, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Turf Club, Rosette Pierce. Recapping the headlines, a man shot dead at Chapman Lane, the city last night. Emergency supplies on the way to Jamaica, damage assessment now being done in Cuba. Unemployment in Barbados now stands at a record low, 6.1%. Central Bank provides the latest figures, and the taxi associations in Barbados launch ride-hailing app called Zale as discussions with Uber continue. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. Carol Toppin, good morning.